Talk Live.
No minutos.
You can call in about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or if you have Skype, Skype generally sounds a lot better. You can call in using Skype, username lrn.fm. We do ask that you send in the contact request. That way we can send the message asking what your topic is going to be. That way we're not taking a blind call. And in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And Johnson has a very interesting article titled, Five Myths About Prostitution That I Believed Until I Was One.
Yep.
And this is not a life story of Johnson, thankfully.
No, not. But I don't know if there's a name attached here. Mrs. White? I guess it's written by Bob Evans and Mrs. White.
Bob Evans, the restaurant guy?
I don't know. Apparently he shares the same name.
It doesn't sound like it's that uncommon.
Yeah.
Evans. A man named Robert Evans.
So, here's how the article, and it's cracked, so I'm probably going to have to paraphrase a little bit as I read.
Yeah. Yes, you will definitely have to change some words to keep us on the radio.
Yes. So most of what you know about prostitution, you presumably gleaned from pop culture, crime, movies, and TV shows and Grand Theft Auto, all of which portray the illegal back alley trade. Girls with pimps and crippling addictions, climbing into cars with strangers. But prostitution is legal in many parts of the world and in one U.S. state, Nevada. There you find brothels like the Bunny Ranch, where I worked. Maybe you're thinking, how or why or what or why? But this time with a whiny, judgmental inflection in your voice. Well, I'm Miss White, and I'll tell you everything you need to know about legal whoredom.
Okay.
Number five. You get thrown right into it. TV sent me on the road to prostitution. Okay, that isn't exactly true, but I did watch the HBO show Cat House when I was a kid.
So did I. Not when I was a kid, but I have watched Cat House.
Well, she says it portrayed life at the Bunny Ranch, where I eventually applied for a job on a dare, as girls often do. 6 months later, they asked me to fly in and start work. Not apply, mind you. They weren't calling me down for a job interview. The email was asking me to start in a week.
I could only imagine what that interview process would be like if there was one. Like, you know, she's saying that there isn't. But I could only imagine in my head what that interview process would be like, because I've seen some of the casting couch videos. So I know what that interview process is like, and I'm guessing it would be very similar.
I'm thinking that, the reason that they didn't have her interview or anything like that was basically, well, she looks qualified, and
show us what you can do.
Well, I don't think that, I think you're just reading into it. No, I don't see any, these people are running a business. So I don't think they're, necessarily making these girls perform in order to get a job.
And those casting couch videos are super shady.
Yes. Yes, they are.
And there is no job. Anyway, so the story continues. This was a huge shock, because one thing I remembered from the show was the interviews. New girls had to take a banana or pass some other sort of test to prove that they were ready. But in reality, you're just thrown into it. There's no training, no introduction to hooking course. You just start. So my very first client spent about $1,000 for half an hour of my time. No, the Bunny Ranch is not cheap. He was an older gentleman, probably in his 60s, and it was pretty much straight up I'm trying to think of how I can phrase any of this stuff so that it's radio friendly here, but
Just regular
oral sex slash half sex encounter, which is a popular choice.
50-50, I believe, is what they call that.
So before him, my first actual client, I didn't know if I was going to be able to deal with it. Then it was done, and the world didn't end. I knew I could do the job. It takes longer to learn how to be a waitress at Olive Garden.
Oh, yeah, I'd say that the skill set's higher.
She says, the next thing that you learn about being a professional prostitute is that even working at a legal brothel, you get a lot of interaction with law enforcement. When you start to have to register with the police, which involves taking a questionnaire that makes sure that you've never been an illegal prostitute, this is that rare career where experience in the industry actually disqualifies you. And then there are weekly STD tests where a doctor goes through a queue of vaginas with the emotional investment and precision of a factory robot. You get used to anything if you see it, and you get used to anything if you see enough of it.
Yes.
So there's like basically like one doctor just, you know.
Quick checking everybody
out. Next. Ew.
Well, I got to say that that's a heck of a lot better than what you're having for a street hooker.
Yes.
Yeah. Again, I'm trying to phrase this here. You have to learn how to, and this is not how she phrases it, but you have to learn how to check peni.
Okay.
You got to give him a look over.
Yeah, you
got
to give him a look over. This is her next, this is number four. As a new hooker, the closest thing I had to training was from my bunny sister. She gave me advice on how to negotiate and taught me the least sexy skill involved in being a legal whore. The check. I'm just going to...
Just call it the check.
I'm going to call it the D check.
No, just call it the check.
The check. You know, I think D implies, I think anybody intelligent out there is going to figure out what I'm talking about. It's the D check. So as soon as you've met your client and agreed on a price, you have to take him back into your room and carry out an inspection. You tell the guy to drop his pants, and then you hunker down there and inspect some genitals.
Huh.
Some girls keep a light by the bed to make it easier, but I rarely felt like more light would have helped matters. So what are you looking for? Bumps, sores, bleeding wounds, literal spiders, all kinds of stuff that you don't want to think about immediately before sex. Yet there you are, prodding and dreaming up some Susian names for all the STDs it might carry. The best tip...
Well, that'll get you in the mood.
Yes.
Yeah. The best tip I ever got was to turn the D-check into a sexy little prelude to the real action with a hot towel massage to the junk, and you get cleaner D's and happier clients, and you can take that tidbit back to the bedroom with you, ladies.
Great.
Right. Number three, the most important skills are negotiation and self-esteem. And this is probably true of a lot of things in life, not just this
particular profession. Yeah, I'm ready to listen to this because I think that you're exactly right and a whole bunch of careers.
Yep. Sometimes a client will come in and not have a clear idea of what he wants. In that case, the girls on duty will get in a lineup and let the client pick.
And from watching the show Cat House, there's the one girl that she's not the most beautiful woman, but she gets a lot of business. And they asked her, like, what her secret was. And she said, most of the guys that choose me said that they picked me because I look like somebody that they could actually pick up in the real world.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, she continues to say that she got picked the first time she ever went out and initially took it as a compliment, but then learned many of the regulars go straight for the new girls. So, we'll continue more when...
Yeah, definitely want to hear the rest about how self-confidence and negotiation skills help as being a prostitute. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have non-24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for non-24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for non-24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for non-24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or via the Skype, lrn.fm is the username there. And Skype generally sounds better as long as you have a good internet connection and a pair of headphones.
A reasonable microphone, yeah.
Well, even if it's not the highest quality microphone, as long as you have headphones, that way you're not hearing the feedback. come through, and you also need at least a decent internet connection. Again, that is Skype username lrn.fm.
Buzzbox Coffee. You can get a free pound of Buzzbox Coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. The coffee is 100% organic, shade-grown, top 1% grade Arabica beans, and coffee is a really absorbent product, so this is one of the reasons why I think the organic certification here is sort of important. Because when you're talking about foreign countries, especially third world countries, where coffee tends to be grown, generally, you know, the rules on things like leaded gas and what pesticides they're using, it's a little sketchy. And that's the reason that I like the organic rating with Buzzbox. The reason I like the shade grown is because it's sustainable. When coffee is grown around the world, oftentimes they'll grow these Robusto beans. And they just cut down forest, put in a coffee crop, the water runs down the mountain, and the soil goes away. And then after, you know, a decade or two, can't use that spot anymore. Those people who lived in that area, you know, their wealth, you know, their opportunity to make money goes away. Buzzbox, they don't have that business plan. Their concern constantly is for how they're treating their farmers and their co-op. They also allow us, Free Talk Live, to issue microloans to people around the world. For every 10 listeners who sign up at coffee.freetalklive.com, after getting your free pound, you can continue on with the subscription and continue to get coffee. And for every 10 listeners that do that, we can issue a microloan to somebody around the world who either, you know, needs a sewing machine or a bicycle or some kind of vehicle or whatever it is they need in order to run a business and make a better life for themselves and their family. I think it's a great opportunity. Give them a hand up instead of a handout. Get your free pound, coffee.freetalklive.com. You'll see just how delicious this coffee is. I drink it every day, and I think it's wonderful. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
And Johnson has been telling us about these five myths, and I'm sure that there are more than five myths about prostitution, but an article written by a former prostitute named Miss White, and she wrote this article, Five Myths About Prostitution That I Believed Until I Was One, and the myth that we're on right now, or I don't even know if it's necessarily a myth, but it's all about negotiation and self-esteem.
So let's continue here. I'm just going to reiterate a little bit here about what she said, just so that we're you know, we don't lose anybody. So she says, sometimes a client will come in and not have a clear idea of what he wants. So, you know, they said that they put them into a lineup if that's, you know, what, you know, if the client doesn't know what they want, and they put them in a lineup. And essentially what happened was the first time that she went into the lineup, she got picked. And initially she took it as a compliment, but then learned that many of the regulars go straight for the new girls. First timers don't know how to haggle, and haggling is the most important skill for a professional prostitute.
Mm.
I was always scared to ask for big money because, honestly, I know me, and I just feel like a regular girl. I'm not some kind of supernaturally good lover or anything. I was just one of the bigger girls there, and I'd wonder, how can I ask for the same amount of money as all of my skinny coworkers? In a way, prostitution was actually good for my self-esteem. I came into the business with a lot of body image issues, and previous webcam work.
This is huge for women body image issues.
Yes.
They just don't understand how attractive they are. You know, men like them all shapes and sizes, but, you know, whatever. The magazines tell you got to be perfect.
Hmm. So she says previous webcam work only made those worse. You think catcalling construction workers are bad? Look at the stuff men on the internet post when they've seen a part of your naked body. But the guys at the brothel were always very complimentary and clearly happy to be with me. It illustrated the large gap between how women look in magazines and what guys actually want.
Oh, yeah. There's a big gap.
Yes.
You know, what I've always said is if you know, there's some ways to figure out what men want. And, like, a heavy metal magazine, it's a magazine that, you know, it's an art magazine, basically a comic book. And if you go and you look, they have busty, curvy women in there. These are men drawing pictures for men. And they're not looking for these skinny waifs that fit in a size zero. They're not. Rarely do you see something like that.
So she continues to say, I had a friend who did really well. She was like 10 to 12 years younger than I am and would consistently book huge amounts. I finally asked her how she did it, and she told me, you have to go in there and believe that you're worth it. And while I'm not sure if I ever got to that point, I at least learned how to fake it.
Well, faking it's pretty important when it comes to these things. Once, if you can fake something, you can believe it over time.
And I think that that's true of, like, you know, a lot of other job skills as well. You know, if you're on a job and, you know, your wages are going to be determined essentially by how much you believe you're worth in a lot of instances.
Indeed.
You know, and a lot of people choose these jobs and they live their lives based on what they think that they're worth. And a lot of people are have a lot more skill and a lot more worth than they realize. And some people have less. And they think that they're worth more, and so they get paid more than they're actually worth. So she continues with number two. It's a mundane work environment. Remember in The Office when Michael Scott handed out pointless awards to all his employees? No, I don't, because I didn't watch The Office. But
neither.
She says, that exists in the world of whoring. There's an official group who picks a best legal courtesan every year. There's also a best brothel of the year award that looked like this. And it's got a picture of what looks like a triangle-ish kind of base with a teardrop with like a flames on it.
Okay.
And like a blue and purple core to the teardrop.
Oh my.
It's, you know, not a bad looking award, but I mean it looks like an award. And so she continues, you know how Borat brags about his sister being the second best prostitute in Kazakhstan? That I do know. As you can imagine, there was a lot of jockeying for Best Hooker Award. There are message boards for men who use our brothels, and the guys on there would say that they didn't want to date a winner because that must mean that she's having too much sex. It's the Mobius strip of double standards. We had meetings every week, and they called them tea parties, but it was us sitting down with management and talking about numbers. And they'd set sales goals for us, tell us how we should be marketing ourselves. We were even required to spend unpaid time in our brothels forums talking to the kind of people who visit the brothels forums.
All right, so I want to find out number one, and we'll do that when we come back. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. While my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. I have neglected to mention that until now, but that is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. And Mark, what is Pro XPN?
It's what they call a VPN, a virtual private network, and what it does is it creates an encrypted passageway from your computer to whatever website you're going through. So your ISP or anybody who might be, hexoring your Wi-Fi can't see what you're doing. It makes it safer for you. As a matter of fact, the NSA and the FBI, they're going to have a lot of difficulty seeing what you're doing too. And this is one of the key parts to having internet privacy. A lot of people are worried about that, and they for very good reason. Also, if you do torrenting, now I'm not even talking about illegal torrenting. I'm just talking about torrenting. You can get a lot of problems from your ISP and things like that, and this VPN can solve that problem. So you can go to proxpn.com/FTL to use promo code FTL20 and get 20% off the price of their premium account. If you get the annual plan, that adds up to only about $5 a month. With the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers all around the world to access. As a matter of fact, I often use the one in the Netherlands or London, whatever's convenient for me. The ability to privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites, and this is important, ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits. So you get all of that risk-free, 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, use promo code FTL20 for 20% off, pay in Bitcoin, you get an additional discount. So get the security and privacy you've got a right to, proxpn.com.
And Johnson has been talking about something that's not really secure or private, actually something that is fairly intimate, that being the life of a prostitute.
It's much more secure and private when it's legal.
Yes.
But That's the final point. Well, actually, let's just to recap just a bit about number two is just she's just basically talking about how mundane the job actually is. It's not really all that exciting that they, you know, have girls vying for, you know, awards and office politics and, you know, office infighting. And, you know, she basically is calling it an office and saying it's, you know, a lot like that, that kind of thing, that once you get past what you're actually doing, that it's just same
just old, a job.
Same old work. Yeah, it's just work.
So, it's just a slightly more fun work, but it's still work.
Yeah, maybe it's fun. Maybe it's not. Who knows?
Yep. So, number one, it's legal, but it's still unfair. Dennis Hoff is the owner of the brothel that I worked at and the public face of legal prostitution in Nevada. He makes the point of saying that this is different from illegal prostitution because the girls can choose to say no. We aren't supposed to have pimps forcing clients on us. A third party having control over who you can have sex with and how long you spend with them is inherently abusive because, of course it is. The entire rest of the world works that way. Legal prostitution is no different. Unless the client shows up with a comp card. I don't remember hearing about these on Cat House, but our boss will occasionally issue people cards redeemable for time with the girls. I knew that when I started, but I didn't know exactly how it worked until our brothel's maintenance man earned one and tried to redeem it on me. He handed it over, so I went down to the cashier and asked what to do. Oh, Dennis must have given him that. It's good for $300, but the house still gets half, so you make $150. That was okay. $300 won't buy you much, but some guys spend that little. Then she tells me, you have to let him take as much time as he wants. It was made clear that saying no would be the end of my career. I had a choice, but that choice, she puts in quotes, was to let some guy have his way with me for a price someone else decided, or quit. The brothels have their
way. So I get where she's coming from. This didn't feel as empowering as the rest of the purchases. But
this wasn't what they told me when I signed the contract.
Yeah.
But honestly, I mean, this is what work is like, right?
Sure.
You know, like, I there's some things in work where you have to just do stuff you didn't. Oh, I didn't know that this was going to be how this was, or this doesn't feel. Is it exploitative to tell somebody you got to do this, or you don't work here anymore? I don't think that's exploitative. It's a relationship, and every relationship has caveats. There are, parts about the relationship that you may or may not want to participate in.
And most employment, I guess you could say contracts, but most jobs that I've had, there was never actually a contract.
No.
It was, here's your job description, sign it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, read, say that, or just sign saying that you read it. And they always have that, like, catch-22 of other duties as assigned.
Right.
And that's basically what this is. This is the other duties as assigned.
Right. But you also have to remember, Mark, that some people see sex work as inherently exploitative, no matter what.
People
are never going to be convinced that it can't be. You know, some people are going to think on every single level it's exploitative.
They think that genitals are magic. So, I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Mine are.
The idea that a massage therapist who's rubbing on parts is somehow, you know, for $50 or $60 an hour or whatever.
But to be fair, there are life-changing circumstances that can come about from sex work. STDs that are lifelong, incurable pregnancies that could result in, you know, either having to get rid of it with an abortion, which is a life-changing experience for some people, or having a child. I mean, there are certain things that can come around from
sex work
that don't come from, you know, like a printer jam.
Some of those things that you mentioned, or in particular, one of those things that you mentioned could also be picked up from a public restroom.
Sure, but again, you're not, you know, those types of, you're not, first of all, you're not necessarily going to get pregnant from
That's not the one I was talking about.
Right. Or, you know, an STD. A lot of the STDs that can be picked up from public restrooms are not the same type, not the lifelong STDs that are, you know, incurable. Those are typically the ones that are like, you know, surface infections. But
there's a lot of social pressure that's heaped upon women specifically about sex most of the time as they're growing up, and they're told to, you know, keep it, protect it, it's valuable, you know, that, oh,
you are the gatekeeper.
Yeah, and she is the gatekeeper, there's no doubt about it. And this has its consequences, and some of that consequences is that people feel that sex is naturally exploitative, and I don't think that it necessarily is.
I've got Brian Sovereign's voice echoing through my head right now from one of the Sunday co-hosts of Free Talk Live, where he would just be raging at you right now for saying that the women are the gatekeepers of sex.
Well, they
just,
are.
And just be
if you've ever watched, what was the one with the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man and the Ghostbusters? There's the one scene where Rick Moranis, I'm the keymaster, are you the gatekeeper? That's exactly what it is.
Goes to the Gozerian Lord of the Valdras.
Yeah, I don't know where to approach it, but in my experience, the vast majority of times in life, I've met men who have lower standards than women as to why they're willing to have sex or whatever, and the result is that women end up, by default, being the gatekeeper as a result. I mean, I don't really know how else to describe it.
I mean, that's also the very stereotypical sexist role. Then you could also say that men are the gatekeepers of money.
But I don't know how one's related to the other. The fact is that women in the 18 to 25 cell are making more than men right now. Men are far more unemployed than women are. The fact is, at this point, women have more money, and they're still the gatekeepers of sex.
More on this, and of course, your calls, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Are you a gatekeeper or a keymaster?
It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. And, of course, there is Skype. Skype in to username lrn.fm. And if you want to do something more than just listen to the show, you can watch the show. We've got studio cams. There's a chat room. And unfortunately, that camera that you just turned, Mark, for some reason, it's not switching over, so there's just the wide shot tonight.
Oh, okay.
But you can watch...
Do you have that the switcher screen on the top? Because that's always what does it.
Yes, okay. It is. But you can watch that at cam.freetalklive.com. There's a chat room built into the page so that you can then chat with other listeners. Again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. So I'm still kind of curious about the story that we've been talking about. I don't know if there's anything else.
There's a little bit more
to the article that Johnson has been reading. A woman by the name of Ms. White, and that sounds kind of like one of the characters from
Clue.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Ms. White in the dormitory with the candlestick. But
or the female version of Mr. White, since we were talking about Reservoir Dogs during the break.
Yeah. So, anyway, this lady named Ms. White, who took a job as a prostitute in the Bunny Ranch out in Nevada, and she basically said, you know, like, here's things that I learned being a prostitute.
Yep. And so the last one, the one that we're on now, is talking about how prostitution is legal but still unfair, and talking about the comp cards that basically force her to perform work for a rate that she didn't negotiate, which is interesting. And, you know, we were mentioning about how whether or not that's exploitative or not, comparing prostitution as a job to other jobs.
You know, at least as a waitress, and let me make another comparison. At least as a waitress, if you have a table that comes in and you know the person and you're like, oh, yeah, I really don't want to deal with them, you can probably swap tables with somebody real quick. Be like, hey, Mark, I've got history with that guy over there. And, you know.
Yep, he's a jerk. No, thanks.
No. It's not that. It's just, you know, like, he doesn't like me. So I would rather not wait on him. Will you take this table for me? At least in a, you know, restaurant environment, you can kind of get out of
right,
some
right.
of the work. But here, like, you know, there's no way that she could say no to this person.
She could try to swap out with another gal. See if they wanted to.
Well, she would lose her job.
Yeah, yeah. He requested.
Because a cop card.
Yes. Somebody had to serve him, there's no doubt. But, and since he had picked her, she was the one to serve him. But she could have tried to talk him and the some other prostitute into, you know, dealing with it.
Yeah, potentially. Possibly. Potentially, but I think that could cause him serious offense.
Right.
And potentially lose her the job, you know. Again, taking that action could lose her the job as well.
I hear you.
Well, so she continues on to say, the brothels have other ways of screwing us over. We're independent contractors.
That's true.
Even though, by definition, that means we can't be required to do things like keep a strict schedule or live where we work. But the fact that we're independent means that the brothels don't need to worry about health care or any sort of benefits. I don't want to demonize the brothels. This is a service people will provide and receive no matter what, and there needs to be a clean and safe place to do it. But if we're going to claim these brothels aren't like pimps, they should stop acting like pimps. In the end, I walked out of my time as a prostitute with one great gift. I can negotiate like a damn terror. No car salesman or loan officer has gotten the better of me since. Anyone who thinks legal prostitution is a clear case of men exploiting women hasn't watched a 60-year-old investment banker offer $40,000 for a weekend of back rubs and cuddling. And anyone who thinks that what I just described is easy hasn't ever faked a romantic weekend with someone that they barely know.
Yeah.
Exploitation is a two-way street.
Yeah, I would agree with that entirely. You know, you're asking for an actor at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a tough acting job.
Yep. Yes.
So, one of the points that we brought up about this, and I feel we should argue about it a little bit, is just about this gatekeeper discussion.
Certainly.
I'm of two mindsets of it. I feel like it depends person to person. I think that saying that women are the gatekeeper of sex is extremely collectivist, which therefore makes it sexist, and it's not, while I think that it might be largely true, I definitely don't agree that it's universally true.
Okay, yeah. If you're Brad Pitt, then
you're
pretty much open for business and you're the gatekeeper there. But if you're anybody else,
I don't agree with that either. I think there's different reasons,
there are certain types of guys that will have women going after them. But your average guy, the vast majority of men, are not having women throw themselves at them.
I think it goes back to one of her points, which is what she says, that you have to just act and believe that you're worth it.
Okay, I could believe that I'm the Pope of Mercury. It doesn't make me the Pope of Mercury.
It just makes you a crazy person.
It makes me crazy.
Well, I think that there are probably guys out there who... guys, you know, like other guys might say, like, that guy's not going to get any attractive women. Just, it's not going to happen. But because he believes he's the Pope of Mercury... he's going to go out and get an attractive woman.
Bill Gates. But that has nothing to do with who's the gatekeeper and who isn't. Okay, so, you know, I've used this example a great deal of times, and I think it's worth using over and over. If I and an attractive woman, or a woman who's as attractive as I am, whatever that might be, so rated on a scale of 1 to 10, start on a street and go 5 doors down, knocking on the door and asking to have sex, I am going to, before the 5th door, be in jail, and she is going to be, before the 5th door, inside stupping. So, I mean, that's what the gatekeeper's about.
Video demonstration.
Yeah, I saw a YouTube video where a guy asked 100 people and got rejected 100 times.
Yes.
A woman asked 14 people. One guy threatened to have her arrested, claiming that she was a prostitute. 6 people very respectfully declined, and the other 7 said, okay, where do you want to go?
Yeah, that's what it's like.
So who is the gatekeeper again?
I don't know about universal, because nothing's really universal, right? Like,
right.
There's somebody with a left arm growing out of their forehead. But, you know, there's always some anomaly out there. But generally, in the reality of the world, because of socialization and social norms, has nothing to do with inherent, inherent parts about the sex. Some people would argue that it would be, because women have a much higher burden from sex, from an evolutionary standpoint than men do. I don't know. I'm not going to make that claim. But I think that, universality, no. But generally, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and that's all the only argument that I can make is that, I'm talking about just generalities. I don't think that it's necessarily a universal truth that that's true. I definitely agree with what you're saying in terms of what most men, if you're just going out and if that's your approach, is just to go up and randomly walk up to people on the street and say, yeah, will you have sex with me? Yeah, that's not going to work.
Apparently, 100 out of 100 times it didn't.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just one. That's not the way women work. And two, I just don't think that that's necessarily a fair comparison. I think that if you got the right guy with the right attitude, you might get much more similar results to the, 50-50 of the 14, the guy.
I think you're delusional.
Okay.
Well, I think what's interesting is that there's plenty of scientific evidence that shows that humans used to be highly polygamous. Like, one gal, multiple guys, when they're, it's that time for them to be doing that. And the intention is that, you're going to be guaranteed a pregnancy at that point. And, that over time, this thing called monogamy has sort of risen up as a popular way of pairing. And I just kind of wonder, I wonder why. Is it the right way to go? Is it not? Because, obviously this is what we're socialized for.
I don't know. What do you think? Polyamory, polyphilia, monogamy, what is the right way to go for humans? Your call is welcome. 855-450-FREE.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Lumber Liquidators once a year hardwood flooring clearance sale is going on now. This is the biggest flooring event of the year with 5 days of historic hardwood flooring deals like top quality clearance flooring for just 19 cents a square foot. Gorgeous Aberdeen birch engineered hardwood and even horizontal natural bamboo for just $1.49. Plus more deals at your local store. So go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find the store nearest you. But hurry, their famous April sale ends Monday the 28th.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.